I would suggest that by this board approving the transportation task force, that we all recognize that tackling this problem is in our community's best interest, and we need to do something beyond business as usual. If we agree that we need to aggressively address our needs, then we need to ask ourselves another question. Do you want to raise taxes, or would you prefer to use existing revenues? Because there are no alternatives.
Needless to say, Hillsborough commissioners are not planning to pay for the large project through new taxes, but from existing funds available from the Community Investment Tax, or CIT. Over the past year, a consensus has arrived throughout the Tampa Bay area that the region needs a multimodal commitment to transportation, including mass transit. But the Hagen plan just approved does not address that at all. Instead, virtually all of it will be projected to extend, improve, or widen current roads and highways in the county. However, Hagen says phase two of the task force is scheduled to begin addressing long-term solutions come September.
Such as light or commuter rail. At that time, we'll concentrate on identifying another $1.5 billion using existing revenue. I envision the task force working closely with the recently created Regional Transportation Authority in order to address our long-term local and regional needs.
Commissioner Mark Sharp was enthusiastic about the plan. He said the transportation needs for the entire Tampa Bay area are quite extensive now, and the county has finally begun to address the problem.
There are many people who are going to say, well, you know, you didn't go far enough. Well, we recognize there's a lot of things that we need to do to improve transportation in this community, and that's why we're going to be looking at phase two. We're not locked in on any, I mean, we've talked about light rail. We're not committed to any specific mode of transportation. What we're looking at is how we can enhance mobility. What this does is it allows us to move quickly, and then we can look at the second phase, which I'm sure we'll do later.
One concern expressed by county officials was the enormous increase in spending on transportation in Hillsborough County. Previously, the most the county has ever spent in a given year is $50 million, with hundreds of millions of dollars allocated but not yet spent. But Hillsborough County Budget Director Eric Johnson says that's about to change.
But the key is that where the money goes out the door is when you get to construction. Design doesn't spend a lot. I think that we're at that point where, because, as I said, 08 is going to put another large amount of money into the transportation program, but it stops short of construction money for some of these projects that are specifically here.
There are different government bodies that have been created in the past year to address the transportation issue locally, like the Tampa Bay Regional Transportation Authority and an informal group led by Pinellas County Commission Chairman Ronnie Duncan. Commissioner Jim Norman said he was concerned that by committing to a $500 million outlay now, the Hillsborough Board had no leverage if a referendum is passed in the next few years regarding mass transit. Norman said he wanted to have the county commit to half the amount discussed, or $250 million now, and half after such a referendum was held.
If we lock our $500 in, there's no negotiation that this county can have except new money to the projects. I'd like that future ballot question of 10 or whatever for us to share any transportation dollars and not be subjective to locking down. This is our only future resource for all unanticipated projects that will ever happen in this county.
But Ken Hagen would have none of that.
I 100% disagree. I'm comfortable with the recommendation of the task force, and with all due respect, I think that really just obfuscates the issue. So can we please call for the vote?